I'd like to thank Aaron K. for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneiwes.substack.com.
Okay, so the title of the shiur that I sent out is A New Perspective on Al HaNisim, but I intentionally obscured the actual title, okay, because I want the new perspective to emerge organically, and I think it'll be pretty clear what the title of the shiur is. Okay, but let me first tell you the origin story of, oh, good, you came just as we started. Okay, good. Yeah, no sources, just this, and I got you a Tanakh there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to start with general methodology point. I find this is good. I think people would do this anyway. I assume they do, but like whenever you encounter a moed or a holiday or something like that, then it's always fun to take something very old and then just try to force a new perspective on it by approaching it from some angle, you know, not like artificially coming up with ideas, but trying to say like, is there a question I can ask that I've never asked before on this familiar thing that might dig up a whole new approach? Okay. So the question that I wanted to do something on Al HaNisim, and the question really came from something that we went over a couple tefillah shiurim ago, which is in the Abu Dirim on where the tefillah comes from. Okay. So hold on. So the Abu Dirim says, and this is not just Abu Dirim, it's the Abu Dirim and the Ribar Yakar and others, but I'm quoting from him. Okay, so he says, Yesh l'kala da'as, you should know, ki lashon ha'tfila hum yusat al lashon ha'mikra, that the text of tfila is based on the text of the psukim. V'lachain, and therefore, timsa kasuk b'ferush hazeh al kol amila umila pasuk kamoha inyana. Therefore, you will find in this commentary of his, for each and every word, pasuk kamoha ominyana, a pasuk that is like it or of the same concept. Umilos ma'atim yish shlo nimsa lahem yesod b'mikra. And there are going to be a few words that are not found in Mikra. Like we mentioned, there are certain words that were later inventions. V'lachin avi lahem yesod mea gemara. And then I'll bring a foundation in the gemara. Okay. So based on that, can you guess what the angle is that, what the question is that led me to a new perspective on Al HaNisim?
Which verses is it based on?
Yeah, why is that a powerful question? So you're asking as a Sheila, why is it a Kushya?
Because it was after the Psukim?
Yeah, right. So the question is, what did they use to compose Al HaNisim if it was after the Psukim? Hanukkah took place after the Tanakh, right, was written. So the question is, what is the text going to be based on? Okay, so it's an innocent question, okay? So I started looking into Al HaNisim with the Riba Yakar and the Abu Dirim, and I didn't even get into the Hanukkah part. I only got into the first paragraph, Al HaNisim, okay? And that's where the new perspective emerged from, all right? So we're going to go on a little bit of an odyssey here. Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm confused about your question, because I would think like all of the tefillahs were written after Tanakh. Like Chazal.
Oh, right. So I guess, sorry, let me, yeah, you're right. Let me be much more clear about this. So let's take, for example, the Al HaNisim for Purim, okay? So you're talking about specific events, and the events, the language of the Al HaNisim for Purim is found in Megillas Esther, okay? But Hanukkah also talks about particular events, but you're not going to find those in any Psukim. Okay, so that was really my question, okay? But like I mentioned, I didn't even get to the Hanukkah stuff, okay? I only got to the first part of the Al HaNisim thing, okay? When you come back, you could also get a sitter for yourself if you want. Yeah.
Random aside, is there any, I know this is technically beyond the scope, as you just explained, but yeah, like, would it be in the Apocrypha?
Funny you should mention that, because that's what we're going to talk about, yeah. We are not going to dwell on it, but we will talk about it right now. Okay, so the Ribar Yakar starts off his commentary by saying as follows: Inyan zeh, this matter of Hanukkah, haya achar churban habayis. Okay, now the footnote guy says, tzarech bir bedvarav, these words need to be explained. Shari nes Hanukkah, haya bimei bayisheni. The nes of Hanukkah was in the second Beis Mikdash time, Kimnasayim Shana Lifnei Churban, around 200 years before the Churban. And then he says, Ulai Kavanas Rabbeinu La'achar Churban Bais Rishon, Vadain Tzarech Eon. So he says, he doesn't know what he means, but he says it was after the Churban, whatever. The only book that was made about this was the Book of Josephus. Now, really, there are two books. There's Sefer Maccabee, or the books of Maccabee and Josephus, and there is overlap. I don't know enough about history to say what was influenced by what, but you know, he's saying it's Josephus, the Antiquities. V'hu Sipur Ba'alma, and that's just a story, okay? Meaning it's just an account. V'ein Hasefer Hahu Kishar Sfarim Hanasim Al Pi Hanavim Al Yedei Hapsukim V'yesh Behen Drashos. And this is not a sefer like the other books, which were I guess endorsed or written by Nevi'im, that have psukim and that have drashos. Okay, so this goes back to our tefillah shir, where in order to engage in tefillah, you need to use language from Nevi'im. Okay, and it needs to be endorsed by Nevi'im. So he's saying we have a problem here. How do you compose the sefer? Okay, or how do you compose a tefillah about Hanukkah if the only book about Hanukkah is a book which is just a history book? Al kein chibru bo devarim shel rabosenu v'divrei hanavim al devarim acherim b'miksas. So he says, therefore, it was composed from the words of our rabbis and the words of Nevi'im about other things somewhat. Okay, so he's saying that they borrowed phraseology from other things, not from Sefer Josephus, but from the Nevi'im and certain things from the rabbis. Okay, so what we're going to do is just look through just the intro to Al Hanisim. Okay, and you'll see the theory emerge. And what we're going to do is we're going to, again, my whole approach of using the Rebar Yakar and the Budirim is you look at the pasuk that they quote, and then you look it up in context. Okay, and then from the context, you get insight into either the ideas in the tefillah or the associations that you're meant to come to. Because it's like the thing I've given the analogy for is, let's say you're giving a speech and you reference a song lyric in the speech. Now, you might be doing that for one of two reasons, either because the idea you're expressing is the exact idea expressed in the song, or you're really expressing another idea, but because the song is familiar and you want people to associate to it, then you use some like association. And if you want to look at it, to borrow an analogy, it's like sometimes the psukim are being quoted as part of the melody and sometimes they're just part of the harmony, okay? Meaning sometimes they are the essence of what it makes the music. Sometimes it is just a background accompaniment that enhances the music, okay? I borrow that analogy from Rabbi Foreman, who was comparing Pshat and Drash. Okay, it's a good analogy. Okay, so, I started with the Rebar Yakar and I branched out into the Abudirim as needed. So we're not doing the entire Abudirim. So first Pasuk, okay? And again, you'll start to know what the true title of this year is very, very, very soon. Okay, so Al Hanisim. Where does that phrase come from? Now, you would expect it to come from a pasuk that uses the word nisim. No. Al shem osos umofsim from Dvarim Vav Chaf Beis. Okay, so if you open up your Tanakh, if you want to, if you look at the psukim here, okay, and then you could see it in the larger context. Now, it's always a question of how much of the context do you need. So I'm quoting from here because this is the most familiar context. Okay, so this is starting from Devarim Vav Chaf. Ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor. When your son asks you tomorrow, saying, Ma ha'edos v'hachukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. What are the testimonies and the decrees and the judgments that Hashem your God commanded you? So where do we recognize that cited from? I mean, obviously it's from Devarim originally, but yes, yeah, from the Haggadah, right? And it's the question of which son? The Ben Chacham, okay, right? Yeah. Okay, so good. Yeah. The Amarta Lebincha, you should tell your son, Avadim Hainu Lefaro Ben Mitzrayim. Our fathers were servants to Pharaoh in Mitzrayim. Vayotinu Hashem Mimitzrayim Biyad Chazaka. And Hashem took us out from there with a strong hand. Vayitain Hashem Osos Umofsim. And Hashem placed signs and wonders, Gedolim, great, Varaim, and terrible, the Mitzrayim in Egypt. Befaro Uvcho Beso Le'enenu. At Pharaoh and his entire house and before our eyes. The Osanu Hoti Misham, and he took us out of there, Laman Havi Osanu Laseslan Es Haart Asher Nishba Lavasino, in order to give to bring us into and to give us the land to give us the land that he swore to our fathers. And Hashem commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Hashem our God for our benefit, Kol Hayamim, all the days, L'chayosena Kayamza, to make us live like today. Utzdaka tihe lanu ki nishmor lasos es kol ha-mitzvah hazos lifnei Hashem Elokeinu kasher tivano. And it will be a righteousness for us when we keep to do all of this mitzvah that Hashem, our God, before Hashem, our God, as He commanded. Okay. So what's the subject of the pasuk? Okay. Yeah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So the miracles that we're talking here are the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Next, the Al HaPurkan. Okay.
Okay, I see.
Yes, you see what the you can see what the theme is going to be, right? So Al Purkan. Now this is this happens to be a machlokus whether Purkan is a Hebrew word or not. Okay, so the Rebar Yakar is of the opinion that it's not a Hebrew word. He says it is based on the pasuk V'yiftecha mi beis avadim. So let's actually look at that in context here. So this is in Devarim Zayin Ches. So we're just going to read a little bit of the context here. Same page, yeah. Very close by. So starting with Pasuk Vav. Ki am kadosh atal ad Hashem elokecha, b'cha b'char ad Hashem elokecha, lios lo la'am sugala mikol ha'amim asher al pnei adama. For you are a holy people to Hashem your God. For you, Hashem your God has chosen to be for him a treasured nation from among all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. Lo mirubuchem mikol ha'amim chashag Hashem b'chem. Not because you of your number did Hashem desire you, v'yivchar b'chem, and choose you. Ki atem ham'at mikol ha'amim. You are the fewest of all the nations. Ki me'avas Hashem eschem. It's because of Hashem's love for you. And his keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. Hashem took you out with a strong hand. And he redeemed you from the house of slaves. From the hand of Paro, king of Mitzrayim. You shall know that Hashem, your God, is the God. Hakel HaNeman, the trustworthy God, Shomer HaBris, who guards the covenant of Chesed and the kindness, Lo'ohavav, to his loved ones, Shomer Mitzvosav, and to those who keep his mitzvos, La'alef Dor, U'mashalem L'sonav Alpanav L'havido, and he repays his enemies in his presence to destroy them. Lo Ya'acher L'sono Alpanav Yishalem. Okay, I think I'm quoting too much. You shall keep the mitzvah and the chukim and the mishpatim that I command you today to do them. So again, what's the subject of the pasuk? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, right. And so the Rebar Yakar says v'yiftecha mi beis avadim. The word v'yiftecha is mitargaminan uparkach. Okay, so pidyon is purkan in Aramaic. So he holds this as an Aramaic term. We're familiar with it from yikum purkan. Purkan means a redemption. Okay. Now the Abudirim disagrees. So he does quote v'yiftecha mi beis avadim, but he quotes another pasuk, Hashem v'yifrkinu mitzareinu, in Tehillim kuf lamet vav chaf dalid. Okay, which is the hodu l'Hashem ki tov. That's halah hagadol. So if you look at the context there. Okay, lamake mitzrayim bivachorehem kilo olam chazdo, vayotze yisrael mitocham kilo olam chazdo, biyad chazaka v'yizrael tuya. Right, so I'll just say it in English here. He strikes Egypt with their firstborns. He takes Egypt out from its midst with a strong hand and outstretched arm. He splits the seas into divisions. Now, it does get beyond Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay? He brought Israel through it. He drowned Paro and he shook Paro and his army in the Yamsuf, to the one who led his people in the Midbar, to the one who struck great kings. He killed powerful kings, Sihon, the king of the Amori, Og, the king of the Bashan. He gave their land to them as an inheritance, the land to Israel, his servant. Sorry, inheritance to Israel, his servant. Shebeshiflenu Zaharlanu, in our lowliness he remembered us, v'yifrkinu mitzareinu, and he redeemed us from our tsaros, okay, or the other way, v'yifrkinu literally means to cast off. He cast off from upon us our tsaros. Nosin lechem lechol basar kilo l'mchazo, hodu l'kel ha'shmaim kilo l'mchazo. Now, in context, obviously it starts off with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but if I ask you what tsaros is this talking about in Chaf Dalet, what would you say? And it's somewhat of a trick question.
I mean, slavery, I would think.
Okay, so you would think slavery, but we're already past that point in the story because the slavery part really ended up above, then Kriyas Yamzuf, then leading us in the Midbar, then in killing the kings in on the way in route to Israel, then giving us the land. So we're already past the Kibush Haaretz.
Our lowliness is what
do you think? Right. So what do you think that Shebeshiflenu Zaharlan, in our lowliness, he remembered us?
Redemption World Fellows, maybe?
Yeah. In fact, can you do me a favor? Are you in there in the English?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just see how they translate 24?
24. He released us from our tormentors.
Okay. He released us from our tormentors. Yeah. Okay. So I think that Tamar is right, that this is in Gullus. So this is after the story is done. That really ended with Kibush Aretz. But then in our lowliness, he remembered us. That's talking about in Gullus. Which Gullus? I don't know. And then he cast off our tormentors. Okay. So this is Yetzias Mitzrayim, but extended a bit. Okay. So that was Purkan. Okay. So we have Al Hanisim, which is Osos Umoksim, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vela Purkan, that is either Yetzias Mitzrayim or it is in Gullus past Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Vel HaGvuros. Al Shem Hashem ki Gibor Yatsa. Now, I would be willing to bet none of us are familiar with this context. So this one I actually had to like look into a bit. Yeshayahu 42:13. Okay, so let's look at that. What was it?
Masa'od
in Yeshayahu?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know so little about Yeshayahu, I can't even tell you where 42 is. Okay, but apparently this is a context here. Okay, there's a new parsha break here, so we're just going to do 10 through 13. Shiru le Hashem shir chadash, sing to Hashem a new song. Tehila so mikutzei haaretz yordei hayam umlo o iim vioshvehem. You know, I'm going to actually spot my. What page is it?
10:26.
Okay, I'm going to read. If anyone's ever learning Yeshayahu. He has very poetic, flowery language, and I always find myself tongue-tied when I try to translate it. Not like Yirmiyahu, who speaks in simple Hebrew, simpler Hebrew. Okay, so I'm on the wrong page. 42:13. Yeah, okay. Thank you. So sing to Hashem a new song, his praise from the end of the earth, those who go down to the sea and those that fill it, the islands and their inhabitants. Yisu midbar ve'arav chatzerim teshev kedar veronu yoshve sela merosh harim yitzvahu. See, difficult Hebrew, right? The wilderness and its cities will lift their voices. The open cities where kedar dwells. Those who dwell on bedrock will sing out. They will shout from the mountain peaks. Okay. Yasimu l'Hashem kavod utiloso ba'iim yagidu. They will render glory to Hashem and relate his praise in the islands. Okay, now we have our pasuk. Adoshem Kagibor Yetzek Ish Milchamos Ya'ir Kina Yaria Ach Yatsriach Al Oivav Yiskabar. Hashem will go forth like a mighty warrior. He will arouse vengeance like a man of war. He will shout triumphantly, even roar. He will overpower his enemies. Now, in order to make sense of this, we have to know when is this talking about, right?
Yeah.
So this happens to be a machlokus. So on the one side, you have, I would ask you what you think, but I think I'll just be guessing. Okay. So, it's a machlokus between the Maharikra and Ibn Ezra on the one side and the Radak on the other side. Okay. So the Maharikra says, Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, Al Geulas Bavel. That was prophesying about the redemption from Bavel. Because remember, Yeshayahu was the first Navi that prophesied about the Gullus Bavel. So he's saying, when you get out of Bavel, then you should sing a new song. Keshem Shashartem Lo Lashavar, Al Geulas Mitzrayim. Just like you sang a song on Gullus Mitzrayim. So you see from here, what's the reference of Shir Lashem Shir Kadash? What song, when you say new, it implies an old. So what's the old song?
Az Yashir,
right? Okay, yeah. Which is, by the way, where I expected them to quote. I mean, it's the same imagery. Hashem, I can never quote stuff out of context. In davening, it's such a weird thing. Like,
as bad as the ABC.
As TVCs, almost. So Hashem. Where is the pasuk? Anyone know what I'm thinking of? Yeah. Does it say Gibor or not? Am I imagining that? Is it just Hashem Yishmael Hama? I think it is just. Does not say Gibor? Maybe it doesn't say Gibor. Maybe that's why he doesn't quote it. Okay, fine. Yeah, but it's still the imagery of the Ish Milchamot. So that's probably why I associated to it, because the Ish Milchamot. Okay, Velo Yisrael Bilvad, and not Israel alone. Elati Hilaso Mikteha Arts Yorde Hayam Umlo'o Iim Yoshvehem Yoshve Iyehayam. So not just Israel alone, but his praise will be from the ends of the earth to those who go down to the sea and fill it, the islands and their inhabitants, those who dwell on the islands of the sea. I don't know who he's talking about there. Okay, fine. So Maori process is about Bavel harkening back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ibn Ezra says Shiru as Divrei HaNavi Shekol Anshei Hayabasha Yitnu Shavach Lashem Beshuv Yisrael Mi Bavel. also returning from Babel. Al-Kain Hizkir Kedar, Gam Yoshve Ha'im, Yorde Hayan, Bishom Am Zehapela. That's why it's mentioning these specific groups of people. Okay, I don't really know that. Okay, but then the Radak says, Shir L'Hashem, Be'ez Gula Yisrael. Okay, it's not clear which Gula. Mikatze Ha'aretz, from the end of the earth. Tihilaso Yagidu Ha'goyim, Mikatze Ha'aretz. Kimi Mizrak Shemesh Ad Mavo'o, Yedu Be'gula Yisrael. Kihim Mifuzarim B'chol Peos. So his praise will be proclaimed by the nations from one end of the earth, because from the rising of the sun to its setting, everyone will know about the Geula of Yisrael. Kihim mufuzarim b'chol peos. They're scattered at all corners. V'hagoyim bir'osam v'haniflaos ahim yashiru tihilaso. And when these nations see these wonders, they will sing his praise. T'chein yorde hayam ba'anios, those who go into the sea in ships. They're going to sing to Hashem. Okay, fine. He goes on. So what does it sound like he's talking about? Which geula? You could say it's Babel, but I think it's the geula Hasida, because it's all of the nations, and Israel spread throughout all the world, you know. So whereas like Ibn Ezra and Mahari Kra emphasize these specific locations, Radak is saying that the Israel spread throughout all the world. Okay, so it's possible that this is about the Geula Hasida. Okay, and then just throwing in the Shadal gives an argument against that. He says, Shiru L'Hashem Shir Chadash, Ki Kasher Yigal Hashem Es Amo Al Yidei Koresh, Yivada Hadavar Begoyim Rechokim, Yitnu Kavu L'Hashem. When Hashem redeems his people through Koresh, through Cyrus, that was also at the end of Gullus Babel, the matter will be known to far-off nations. Yitnu Kavu L'Hashem, and they'll give cover to Hashem. The Ein HaKavan Elimos Mashiach, and the intent is not for Yimos Mashiach, Ki Lo Amar Shi Yovdu Kol Ha'amim as Hashem. It doesn't say that all the nations will serve Hashem, Ela Shi Yagidu Tihilaso, just that they will proclaim his praises. So seems like it makes most sense to say that this is about Galus Babel. Okay.
Helps the Radak, the Pasuk Aleph is talking about Mashiach.
Yeah, and I saw something else also. What page? Say again?
1026.
1026 again, thank you. I'm going to close it. 1026. I think I saw something else that indicated it was talking about Mashiach. By the way, are you saying that the first part is talking about Mashiach because?
He's sinners. Not that you're Allah Mishpat, like what you would see.
Yeah. So it's I think it's possible that you can learn that's not Mashiach. I'm not sure. I know enough about like Navi that when it seems to be talking about Mashiach, some people say, "Oh, that's Chizkiyahu," or like that's that's like someone else. But yeah, yeah. So I'm sure they duke it out in the thing. Okay. Anyway. And the end does seem to be talking about in Gullus, but not through Gullus. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay, so onward. All right. Now I don't get why he does this. The Rebar Yakar does not give a source for Al HaTeshuos. He says, Val Teshuos, he says, Kan Nirmas Kola Nisim Vyeshuos Ugros Al Signun Shasa Karash Barhu Bimitzrayim. Okay, so he mentioned Mitzrayim again. He says that these are all the miracles and salvations and mighty acts that were, I don't know why he says signon in modern Hebrew means style, in the fashion that God did in Mitzrayim. V'chein nami b'mei Matisya, and also in the days of Matisya. I don't know why he doesn't quote a pasuk. It seems like there's ample pasukim to quote that use the word salvation. Mm-hmm. So the Abu Dirim gives two pasukim. He makes up for it. V'al teshuos al shem hoshia es amecha. That's in Tehillim 28:9. All right, let's look at that. Tehillim 28:9. This is very short. Hashem oz lamo uma oz yeshuos mashicho hu. Okay, Hashem, let's just look at this here just to get English. 28:9. This is on page 1459. Hashem is strength to them and the stronghold of salvations, for his anointed is he. Okay, then Hoshia es amecha uvarech es nachalasacha. Save your nation and bless your heritage, your inheritance. Ureim v'nasim ad ha'olam, and tend them and elevate them forever. Okay, so not certain which this is talking about, but it seems to be another geula thing because it's saving them and lifting them. Okay, so this is about geula as well. And the second pasuk he gives is Ve'al-Gvuros al-Shem Hashem ki-Gibori. Sorry. Vayhi lahem lemoshia, and he will be for them as a savior. That's Yeshayahu 63:8. So let's look at that one. Yeshayahu 63:8. Thank you. Starting with Pasuk 7. Okay, Hashem's kindness will I proclaim as the praises of Hashem in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed upon us and the abundant goodness to the house of Israel that he has bestowed upon them in his compassion and in his abundant kindness. For he said, indeed, they are my people, children who will not be false. And he, with a capital H, according to our school, became their savior, with a capital S. In all their troubles, he was troubled. So an angel from before him saved them. With love and with his compassion, he redeemed them. He lifted them and bore them all the days of the world. But they rebelled and distressed his Holy Spirit. So he changed them towards into an enemy. He fought them. They then remembered the days of old of Moses with his people. Where is the one who brought the Israelites out of the sea together with the shepherds of his flock? Where is the one who infused his Holy Spirit in their midst, who caused his splendorous arm to go at Moses' right side, who split the sea before them to make himself eternal renown, who led them through the depths as a horse in the desert so that they would not falter? Which pasuk were? Oh, did we read it already? Which pasuk was it?
All the way up there.
Oh, yeah? Okay, fine. How far am I reading? Till 13. Who led them to the depths as a horse in the... Oh, I read that already. Yeah. Okay. So again, you see a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. But this is also a combo one because it's saying that the people in Yeshayahu's day were not looking towards Hashem in that way. And he wasn't with them. Okay. So another Yetzias Mitzrayim reference. Okay. And then the last one, is She'asisa Imanu. The Ima Vaseno. Okay, now this is just a little. Hold on, just a second here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Shasisa Imanu the Ima Vaseno. So this is a little bit of a pet peeve, not a pet peeve, something that I'm upset about. Last year, I gave a whole shiur about how the Ashkenazic Nusach of Al Nisim is missing something that, in my opinion, is critical. Uh-huh. And I gave a shiur showing how basically all the other nuschaos have it, and all the Ashkenazic poskim acknowledge that you really should put it in. And there are only two, like, Ashkenazic, or three Ashkenazic mafarshim who say that you shouldn't put it in, which is the bakasha of... I'll just harken back to it right now here. No, it's the Sefer HaManhig and I just looked this up right before. The Manhig and the Maharam in Rotenberg, where a lot of the Ashkenazic Minhagim come from, and then Eshita in Tosfos. And then the Tur even says that the Tur says you could do it. And the only reason he doesn't do it is because his father didn't do it. And then the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say you can totally do it if you want to. Okay. So it's this phrase here. Kishem sha'asisa imahem nisim ugvuros, kach ase imanu nisim ugvuros be'ez uvona hazos. Just as you did with them miracles and mighty acts, so to do with us miracles and mighty acts at this time and this hour. Okay. And the Ashkenazic one just ends off with... and it omits that bakasha. Okay. So that was already a pet peeve I had with the Ashkenazic version, but here's a new pet peeve. Okay. We're going to come back to this in a little while. If you want to listen to that, listen to the last year's share on that. Okay. So here's the Rambam's Nusach. Okay. Modim Nachnu Lach al Niflos. Okay. So in Modim, al Nisim v'ha Gvuros v'ha Milchamos v'ha Teshuos v'ha Bedus v'ha Purkan. So on the miracles and on the mighty acts and on the wars and on the salvations and on the redemption and on the Purkan, however you want to translate Purkan. She'asisa imanu ve'im avosenu bayamim ha'em bazman hazeh, that he did with us and with our forefathers in those days at this time. Okay, as opposed to the Ashkenaz one, which is just al anisim v'al purkan v'al gvurs v'al tshuos v'al milchamos she'asisa la'avosenu. So according to the Ashkenaz one, we're just talking about what happened to our fathers. But according to the Rambams, we're talking about what happened to our fathers and to us. And the Ribar Yakar has it, Shasa Imanov Imavsenu, and the Abu Dirham also has it, Shasisa Imanov Imavsenu, and Abu Dirham gets it from the Seder of Rav Sadigon. He also has it. Okay, the Ashkenazim don't have it. Okay, so the Rokeach doesn't have it. He shows a by I assume that's where we get it from. Okay, but you'll see that according to the Bibar Yachar, this is critical. Okay, Shasisa iman of imavoseno, that you did with us and with our fathers. Al shem hamale osanu es avoseno eretz Mitzrayim. So this is from Yehoshua 24. Okay, the last parak in Yehoshua. So this is the one I was most unsure about how much context to bring here. So let's just look at Yehoshua 24. Uh, 577. So if you have an English, you'll recognize this. Look, actually 575. Okay, you'll recognize this from the Haggadah also. Okay. Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders of Israel, their heads, their judges, and their officers, and they stood before God. Joshua said to the entire nation, "Thus said Hashem, the God of Israel, your forefathers, Terach, the father of Avram, and father of Nahor, always dwelt beyond the Euphrates River, and they served the gods of others. But I took your forefather Avram from beyond the river and led him throughout all the land of Canaan. I multiplied his seed, and I gave him Yitzchak. To Yitzchak I gave Yaakov and Esau. To Esau I gave Har Seir to inherit. And Yaakov and his sons went down to Mitzrayim." So that's a quote from the Haggadah. Okay, then Psukim 5 through 13 are basically telling the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim and Midbar and going into Sefer Devarim. Okay, then we get to Pasuk 14. Okay, this is when he charges them. "And now, fear Hashem and serve him with wholeheartedness and truth. Remove the gods that your forefathers served on the other side of the river in Egypt and serve Hashem. If it is evil in your eyes to serve Hashem, choose today whom you will serve. The gods your forefathers served across the river, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Hashem." This is a funny dialogue if you've never read it before, right? Yeshua says, "Okay, guys, you guys choose which god is good. If you think it's evil to serve Hashem, serve these other gods." Okay. So then, what do you think the nation is going to respond? Yeah, the nation responded and said, "It would be sacrilegious for us to forsake Hashem to serve the gods of others. For it is Hashem, our God, who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who performed all these great wonder signs before our eyes. He safeguarded us on all the paths upon which we walked and among all the peoples in whose midst we passed. Hashem drove out all the peoples and the Amorite who inhabited the land from before us. We too will serve Hashem, your God, for he is our God." Okay, this is just, I got to read this because it's funny, okay? Then Yeshua says, "But Yeshua said to the people, you will not be able to serve Hashem, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellious sins or your transgressions. If you forsake Hashem and serve the gods of the foreigner, he will turn and act harshly towards you and destroy you for after having done good with you." The people said to Yeshua, "No, we will serve only Hashem." Joshua said to the people, "You bear witness upon yourself that you have chosen Hashem to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." Okay, so, and we know what happened. They didn't serve Hashem. You know, Yeshua was right. Okay, but the pasuk we care about is the people's response in 17. "For it is Hashem, our God, who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt." Now, who were these people? Who are these Bnei Israel we're talking right now? The generation after, right? This is after the Meraglim, the Chet of the Meraglim in 40 years. So some of them were actually brought up from Mitzrayim, but most of them were born in the Midbar. Okay, so so the Brava Nel clarifies, okay, and this is furthering our theme here. V'zachrosh hayulahem arba'a chiyuvim kolim. So the people mentioned that they have four, he says chiyuvim, I think the better word here would be mechayvim, okay, things that obligate them to serve God, okay. Number one, ha'echad, ki Hashem elkeinu hu hamale osanu v'es avoseinu me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim, v'amar osanu v'es avoseinu. So why does it say us and our fathers? Al derech masha kasav chazal, shamar chazal, chayav adam laharos es atmu kilu hu yata mimitzrayim. Okay, a person is obligated to see himself or to demonstrate as though he went out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so you didn't think, by the way, that we have a Pesach here this early in the year, right? Okay, you know, but so he's quoting Haggadahs left and right and all the psukim here. So according to the Ribar Yakar, the phrase in Hanukkah that God did miracles for us and our fathers is referring to what Yeshua, the people said in the time of Yeshua, which is they did not receive these miracles. It really was their fathers, but they're including themselves in it because they're part of that lot, or they're seeing themselves as though they were taken out. Okay. And then he says, V'od pirishnu b'nishmas. We also explain this in Nishmas. Now, I actually did not look at the Ashkenazic one to double check, but in Nishmas, do we say us and our fathers? Let's just check the Ashkenazic one. In Nishmas on Shabbos, we say, hold on here. We say Shasisa im avosino vi imano in the middle of page 184. Okay. Okay, so there we do say it, that they did with us. So if you look at the Ribar Yaakov's commentary on Nishmas, he quotes in Mechilta. Okay, and I'm not going to show you his commentary because he just quotes in Mechilta. I'll just cut right to the Mechilta. So this is an astounding Mechilta. Okay, and this is what unlocked everything, I think. So this is on Az Yashir, Elokei Aviv Aroma Menhu. Okay, the God of my father and I will exalt him. Amra Knesset Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The congregation of Israel said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Lo al nisim she'asisa imi bilvad ani omer lefenecha shir v'zimra. Not on the miracles that you did for me alone am I saying before you song and music. Ella al nisim she'asisa imi v'im avosai v'ose imi b'chol dor v'dor. But rather with the miracles that you have done for me and for my fathers and that you do in each and every generation. Yeah.
What? Fathers, like what?
Good question, right? So this is the Jews at Shir Sayam, right? So what miracles do you think it's referring to when it says that you did with my fathers?
Not just the Makos.
Right, because these are the guys who actually experienced the Makos, right? That would be Imi.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, the only thing I was like, in Muni, I'm having some problems, you know.
Yeah.
That's real, Shay, whole 8 Erevil per time.
Well, remember, this is talking about, this is, let me clarify here. This is a Mechilta on Az Yashir.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, in a similar manner, it's like the
simple, okay, yeah, yeah.
Normal, like, the normal daily things that they themselves are.
That's yeah. Okay, so you could say it is just like the daily miracles. Unclear, by the way, whether that phrase means miracles or not. Okay, that was another shir. Did I give that shir last year? I can't remember. Yeah, but I think it must be referring to the miracles they did for the Avos.
Okay.
You know, whether it is, you know, whether you take the fiery furnace literally with Avraham or like with saving Yaakov, you know, all the other stuff. Okay. Okay. So, so here he's saying basically that when, this is why it bugs me so much that the Ashkenazic version doesn't have this. Shasisa. So in the Ashkenazic version, it's Shasisa la avoseno. It makes it seem like you're only talking about the past, especially because you then go and talk about Matisyah ben Yochanan. But according to the Rambam and Abu Dirim and Ribar Yaakov and Sadigon, we say the miracles that you did for us and our fathers, and we're referencing this Mechilta, which says that whenever you give Shevach on miracles, you give Shevach on the miracles that God does in all generations. Okay? Okay, so that takes us through the first part of Al HaNisim before the Hanukkah stuff. So let's just review here, okay? Al HaNisim refers to Osos and Mopsim in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Allah Purkan either refers to God redeeming us from the house of slavery in Devarim, or it refers to V'yifarkinu Mitzareinu, which is also Yetzias Mitzrayim, but taking us out of the galus that followed Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Al HaGvuros is Hashem Ki Gibor Yetze, which is either a reference to galus Bavel or galus that we're in now for Yemos Mashiach. Al HaTeshuos, Ribar Yaakov says it's referring to the miracles that God did in Mitzrayim. Once more, the Abu Dirim says it was saving David or saving Israel, saving his people. Hoshea Samecha. Shasisa Imanov Im Avosenu is referring to taking us out of Mitzrayim from Yehoshua's time, which is a reference to the Mechilta, which says that when we praise God for any miracles, we praise him for all miracles. Okay, so now here's my question, okay? How does this change our kavana when we say Al HaNisim? Okay. And I think it's fair to say, unless you really, really like had good intuition, I'll just speak by myself. I had never once thought about Yetzias Mitzrayim when I say Al HaNisim for Hanukkah. Okay. Yeah.
There's two of us.
Okay, good. Oh, let me ask you one more thing. Oh, actually, let's ask this. Anyone want to just try formulating here? How would this, and this is not an objectively right or wrong answer. What is, with these psukim in mind, with this harmony and the backdrop of the melody of these words, how does this change your recitation of Al HaNisim? Because the Al HaNisim is about Hanukkah. Like, we go on to tell the whole story of Hanukkah, you know?
I think that, like, as opposed to thanking God for a specific event, yeah, and that being the main essence of the thing. It's looking at the Nisim of Hanukkah as part of the whole history of the Jewish people with God doing Nisim for us.
Exactly. Okay, good. So that is exactly half of it, okay, which is that it is contextualized. So the main thing that's definitely true is it's contextualizing the Nisim of Hanukkah, and it's contextualizing it in terms of the whole history and the past. But it's also contextualizing it in terms of the future. Okay, now you might say, well, where is that in the thing? Okay, so for this, we need to make reference to, the main mitzvah of Hanukkah. And if you've heard some of my Hanukkah shiurim, this is building off of lots of years of Hanukkah shiurim. Okay, what is the main mitzvah of Hanukkah? You heard me say this in the Bish Midrash in the morning sometime this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I'll pull it up in the Gemara that I showed you.
Is it Hallel?
Hallel. Okay, right? So the main mitzvah is Hallel. Now, this is not just me saying this. This is also the Rav. But I read this in the Rav in a journal, and it was an article written by Rav Schechter. I'm sure this is probably talked about in Hare Kedem somewhere. I just don't have a Hare Kedem at home, so I couldn't look for it. So the Rav mentions that in the Gemara's thing of my Hanukkah. Oh, it is? Okay, thanks. Yeah, I always forget because the Hanukkah Gemara start earlier than that, right? But yeah, so my Hanukkah.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. My Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? This is on Shabbos, Daf, Chaf, Aleph, Amud, Beis. The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbi Tana Brisa, B'chav Hei B'Kislev, Yomei D'Chanukah T'manya Inun, D'lo L'mispe B'hon, D'lo L'izanuk B'hon. On the 25th of Kislev, the days of Hanukkah are 8. That's such a weird phrase, okay. Which you cannot eulogize on, nor can you fast on. U'kishenichnesu Yivanim L'heichal, when the Greeks entered into the sanctuary, Timu'u Kol Ashmanim Shebeheichal, they made all of the oils in the Heichal impure. Ukishgabra Malchus based Chashmonai Venitzchum, when the monarchy of the Chashmonaim overpowered them and defeated them, Badku, they searched, Vlomatsu Elapach Echad Shel Shemin, they only found one cruse of oil. You have to say the word cruse because there's no other time in the year you can use the word cruse for Pach. You know, people translate as jug. Shayim Munach B'chosam Shal Kohen Gadol, which was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Lo Hayah B'Lahadlik El Yom Echad. And they didn't have enough, they only had enough to light one candle. Nazeh Bones, V'Hidliku Mimeno Shmona Yamim. They made, a miracle was done and they lit from it for 8 days. L'shana Acheres, the next year, Kava'um V'asam Yamim Tovim B'Halal V'Hoda'a. The next year they established and made them into Yamim Tovim, into holidays, with Halal and Hoda'a, with praise and thanks. And Rashi says on that, not yamim tovim in the sense of isur melacha, but it's only to read halal on, that's a mitzvah derabanan, and to say al hanisim in hoda'a. So what is not mentioned in the brisa? Lighting Hanukkah candles. Okay, right? So there's no mention of Hanukkah candles in the brisa. And the brisa is the earliest, I believe it's the earliest reference to the holiday of Hanukkah. I double checked this morning. There is one reference in somewhere in Nezikin to Hanukkah about if someone's camel load of flax like burns down, then there's like a different din whether it was during Hanukkah time or not, because he should have known that there's going to be candles all around. But there's no reference in the Mishnah to the holiday of Hanukkah. So this brisa is from that period, and it doesn't mention anything about lighting the candles. Okay, so the Rav theorized that that in the original celebration of Hanukkah, then the takana was to say Hallel and to have Al Hanisim in Hoda'a, in Modim and in Birkas Mazon. And he holds that it wasn't until Churban Bayis Sheni that they instituted the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. Okay. And it stands to reason, why wouldn't, I mean, this is kind of reverse engineering it, but why could you argue that you didn't need to have Neros before? Because there is the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, and the Neros Hanukkah were a like substitute commemoration, something for that. Okay, now again, I wouldn't have said that on my own, but that's what the Rav says. And if you find it in Hari Akedem, let me know. I can't find that journal because it's in my house in Seattle. But anyway, and it's not just the Gemara, the Rambam, and this is fairly well known in the in Hilchos. I'm just going to go Machon Mamre. In Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, he first spends the... He spends... This is in chapter 3. So he tells the story. Okay, and he also says... Okay, so they made these 8 days that begin with the 25th of Kislev into days of joy and halal. And we light candles. So he puts halal beforehand. And then he talks about the brachos of Sha'as and Nisim and Shachianu, and then the whole rest of the parak is about halal. Okay, and then in Dalet he says the Neros Chanukah. Okay, and so he puts halal front and center, and then Neros Chanukah are really at the end. Okay, and then also, you know, the Rambam could have put halal in the halachos of Tefillah. He could have put the halachos of halal in Yom Tov. But he puts it in Hilchos Chanukah, which again, all this points to the fact that Halal is the main mitzvah of Chanukah. Okay. Now, I mentioned that what does this Al Nisim do? It contextualizes the Nisim of Chanukah in terms of the past, is what Tamar said, which is true. But what contextualizes it in terms of the future? Halal. Okay. So those who were with us for all the Halal Shirim last year, and all our bright color-coded things. Okay. Just quickly reviewing it. Okay. And this is a quick run through. Okay. First parak of Halal is about how Hashem is in charge, is a master and overturns the social order. Okay. He raises the poor from the dust and from the dung heap who raises up the destitute to seat them among the nobles of his people. Okay, so that's about how Hashem interferes with the social order. Then he goes into Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, Yetzias Mitzrayim is talking about God taking us out. Hold on, just 1 second. I'm just going to pause the recording. Okay, so Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is showing how not only does God have mastery over the social order, He has mastery over all the laws of nature. Okay, and those are the two premises which everything else is based on. Then Kuf Tes Vav is about Ovdei Avodah Zarah put their trust in their Avodah Zarah, and we put our trust in Hashem, and our value system is halal, okay, is lo ha-mesi mehallelujah, lo kol yordei duma, va-nachnu nevarech ya me'atav ya'avalam hallelujah. Okay, and so all the other nations are like putting their trust in dead idols. We put our trust in the living God, and we do that through praising Him. Kuf Tes Zayin is about cultivating a personal relationship with God. And we had a whole theory about that, but it's based around the Shem Hashem. Everything is about the Shem Hashem here. Again, I haven't remembered all the details from last year. Kuf Yud Zayin is about Yemos Mashiach. Okay, when the entire world, I think the Radak is the one who says that the reason why this is so short is because it's talking about there are only two sides. Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabuhu Kol Ha'umim, he said the two psukim refer to Klal Yisrael and the nations that will both be serving Hashem and recognizing Hashem, them with their seven mitzvahs and us with our tayag. And then Kuf Yud Ches, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilum Chasdo, is about cultivating a relationship with Hashem and bringing about the ultimate salvation. So, and if you look at the Rambam, and I couldn't find this, you know what, hold on just 1 second. Can you grab a Rambam sitter? I couldn't find this in the actual Rambam sitter in the Mishnah Torah. Thank you. Perfect. The Rambam has a different conclusion to Halal, concluding bracha than everyone else. If you look, for example, on, it could really be any Halal that you say a bracha on. Let's look at page Tuf Shin Ayin Ches, or 778, they have English numbers. Yahalucha Hashem So blessed be Hashem, Hakel Hamelech, the God, the King, Hamahulo, the praised, Hamshubach, the lauded, Hamafor, the glorified, Chai Vakayam Tamid, Yimloch, Leolam Ed, who is living and endures forever, will rule over us forever. So it's referring, so the whole Halal is talking about Malchus Hashem being reestablished in the world. Okay. Now, what does this have to do with Hanukkah and Alan Nisim? Okay, so this is building off of one more shir, and then we'll tie it all together here. I think I mentioned this in last year's shir also. Okay, if you are reading the Mishnah Torah and you're reading it in order, what you will encounter first is the Rambam's description of Yemos HaMashiach at the end of Hilchos Teshuvah. Okay, chapter 9, plus Halacha Beis. So this is his first description of Yemos HaMashiach. He says, so this is after he talks about how the only purpose of brachos in this world are not as a reward, but so that we can be free to involve ourselves in chachma and be zocha to olam haba. So he says, because of this, and pay attention, by the way, to all of the parts in the yellow here. Hisavu kol Yisrael, all of Israel, desired, nevi'ehim v'chachmeim, their nevi'im and their prophets, they desired Yemos HaMelech HaMashiach. They wanted the days of the King Mashiach. Kadesh Yanuchu, so that they should rest, Mimalchus, or gain reprieve, Mimalchus HaRisha, She'ena Menachas Lahen Lasot Batorah of Mitzvos Kohogen, that does not allow them to be involved in Torah and Mitzvos properly. V'yimzu Lahem Margoa, and then they can find tranquility, V'yarubu B'chachma, and then they could increase in Chachma, Kadesh Yizku L'chaya L'Holam Haba, and they can merit Olam Haba. Lefisha ba'osan hayamim, because in those days, tir behadas v'chachma v'emes, then knowledge and chachma and truth will increase. Shnemar, as it says, ki mala'a ha'aretz de'a es of Hashem, the entire earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Shnemar, and it says, v'lo yilamdu od ish es re'ehu v'ish es achiv. No longer will each man teach his friend war, I think. Wait, v'lo, no, that's a different pasuk. Whatever. V'nemar v'hasirosi es lev ha'evin mi b'sarchem, and I will remove the stone heart from your flesh. Mipnei she'oso ha'melech shi'amo, because that king who arises, mizera David, will be of the offspring of David. You hear that? Baal chachma yeser al Shlomo, wiser than Shlomo. V'navi gadol who karav mi Moshe, a great navi close to Moshe. Ulefikach, and therefore yilamit kol ha'am, he will teach the entire people of Yura Osan Derek Hashem, and he will teach them the way of Hashem. And all the nations will come to hear him. Shnemar, as it says, V'haya ba'achris hayamim, nachon yihye har beis Hashem b'rosh hayharim. In those, at the end of days, nachon yihye, it will be certain or firm, the mountain of the house of God on the top of the hills. Okay, so what do we get from here? So what's the progression going to be in the Yemos Mashiach? So it will be a, and one more thing also. Sorry, I forgot this other quote. Okay, fine. Here he says, it will be a reprieve from the evil kingdom that doesn't allow us to be involved in Torah and Mitzvos. And the king will come, who's Melech HaMashiach, and then we'll bring about an era of knowledge of Hashem. And then look at his description of Mashiach at the end of Hilchos Malachim Umilchamos, where he says similarly, Lo nis'avu ha'chachamim b'hanavim yomos Mashiach, lo k'desh yishalitu akol ha'olam, v'lo k'desh yirdu ba'akum. This is not a good girsa. Go to Machon Mamre. Okay, so this is Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Malachim Umilchamos. Here, Lo nisavu hanavim v'hachachamim yomos Mashiach, lo k'desh yishlitu al kol ha'olam, v'lo k'desh yirdu b'goyim. By the way, if you want to know how I knew it was a bad girsa, is Ram doesn't say akum. Okay, and that's a reminder that on Al HaTorah, I think it's only the first three Sfarim of the Rambam that are the good versions, and the rest are bad, I think. So the Chachamim Nevi'im and Chachamim only desire Yemos Mashiach, not so that they could rule the world, not so that they could rule over the nations, v'lo k'dei she'yinasu'u osam ha'amim, and not so that the nations could exalt them, v'lo k'dei le'echo v'lishtos v'lismoach, and not so that they could eat, drink, and rejoice, but only so that they could be free in Torah and its wisdom. And so that they could have no one who opposes them and is mevatel their Torah. So that they can merit olam haba. Okay. So hold on just one second here.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. I'll ignore it. The doors really should be soundproof, but okay. There we go. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So, the pattern here is evil malchus that doesn't let us be involved in chachma, God saves us and then restores the Malkus. Okay, now check out how the Rambam describes Hanukkah. Okay. Babai Sheni Kishimalhu Yavan. Okay, in the second base Mikdash, when Greece was had a Malkus, Gazru Gzeros Al Yisrael Bitlu Datan. They made decrees over Israel and they negated their, they abolished their religion. Velohinicha Osam Milasot Batorah Uvmitzos. They did not allow them to be involved in Torah and Mitzvos. Upashi Yadam Babamonim with no same, and they extended their hand into their money and into their daughters. Vinichnusu Lehecha, and they went into the sanctuary, parts of Bo Pratos, and they broke down walls, Vitimu Taharos, and they made pure things impure. Vitzar Lehem Yisrael Ma'od Mipneim, they afflicted Israel greatly because of them. Lachim lachatz gadol, and they oppressed him. Achirichem lehem elkei avoseinu b'hoshiyam yadam, until the God of our fathers saved them from their hand. V'gavru b'nei chashmonai ha-kohanim ha-gdolim b'haragum, and the chashmonayim, the great kohanim, overpowered and killed them. V'hoshiya yisrael miyadam, and saved Israel from their hand. V'hemi melech mina kohanim, and set up a king from the kohanim. V'chazru malchus l'Yisrael, and the kingship returned to Israel. Yasar al-Masayim shanim, for more than 200 years, ad ha-churban ha-sheni, until the second churban. So, this, you have the same pattern here, okay, which is an evil Malchus that doesn't allow us to be involved in Torah until God saves us and then restores Malchus Israel. Okay, so my theory about Hanukkah is that the thing that we're celebrating really is a miniature Geula HaAsida. It's like the teaser for the Geula HaAsida, okay? It's the same pattern, and just like the Geula HaAsida, which the Rambam emphasizes will not be accompanied by open miracles. He says that in Hilchos Tshuva. I just didn't read that halacha for some reason. He says, did I close it already? I closed it already. He says in Hilchos Tshuva, I just didn't read far enough. Hold on. Tshuva. Tess. Yeah. Oh, does he say it here? Yeah. Yeah, he says, B'sof ha-sachar kulo. Oh, yeah, I forgot the last highlight. B'sof ha-sachar kulo, v'tova ha-achrona, she'en la hefzik v'lo giran. The ultimate reward and the good that has after it no cessation and no diminishment, hu chai olam haba, is world, the life in the world to come. V'al yimos Mashiach, hu ha-olam hazeh, v'olam kamin ha-goholech. Yimos Mashiach is this world, and the world will continue according to its natural pattern. Ela shal machus tachzor l'Yisrael. Only the Malchus returned to Israel. The only difference between now and Yimos Mashiach is the restoration of Jewish Malchus, right? And just like in Hanukkah, the essential miracle was the victory of the war, which was a restoration of the Malchus Israel. Okay, so what's the upshot of all this? Okay, so this is the main idea. Okay. That the purpose of Al HaNisim, by referencing Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the and the Galus and Hallel, okay, is to contextualize the events of Hanukkah in the grand scheme of the beginning of the nation all the way to the Geula HaAsida, okay, and the reason for that is because we don't care about miracles, okay? Like Rebbe is always saying, you know, like in the Torah Misinai essay, you know, let's just open it up here. Torah Misinai from Sinai. The opening line of that is, Judaism, as seen through the eyes of the scholars of the Talmud, has its own unique religious orientation. While basing itself on a cataclysmic event, revelation, it does not look to miracles as the source of its intimate relationship with God. But then he goes on to say how we're not impressed by miracles. But the point is that it's very easy to get misled by the events of Hanukkah in one of two directions. Either you focus on the miraculous elements in and of themselves, and you don't think about what the purpose was, or you get focused in the political dimension and the fact that we got Jewish Malchus. But by contextualizing it in with the other miracles of Mitzrayim, which, by the way, what was the purpose of the miracles of Mitzrayim? The stated purpose in the Chumash.
For people to know that God is God?
Yeah, it's for people to have Yedias Hashem. It's for people to know that Hashem is God, right? So like the Ramban brings down a bunch of the quotations. I'm not going to read the entire Ramban on Bo, but that's just the easy way to find the quotations. Oh, did I close the window? No, this is it, right? So he says, for example, you have all these psukim here of... Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. I'm Hashem in the midst of the earth. And Ki Lo Hashem Haaretz. And the earth belongs to Hashem. And Ki In Kamuni B'chol Haaretz. And there's no one like me in all the earth. So the purpose of miracles in Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yedias Hashem. And it was freeing the people. It was also a political change in order to have a nation that knows Hashem and spreads ideas about Hashem. Okay. And same thing with the miracles in Hanukkah is that the purpose of the miracles in Hanukkah was not just to free us. It was in order that to restore our ability to be involved in Avodas Hashem and in Halal and in Shevach. And in fact, we say that in Al Nisim, right? We use the Ashkenazic Al Nisim just to throw the Ashkenazim a bone here. Right? Is to engage in Halal and praise of God's name, right? Kiddush Shemo HaGadol. Or same thing in Haneris Halalu, we also emphasize or as we say I feel like there's one more place where we say it. In the end. Oh, I was just thinking of the end of the Rambam's on the same. Does he say it differently? No. Vasisa l'chashem gadol ba'olamecha. To make a Kiddush Hashem in the world, you know. So the point of saying these, the point of saying Al HaNisim and contextualizing it within all this stuff is basically to remind us that the purpose of the miracles was for Kiddush Shemo HaGadol, and the political sovereignty we gained was for that purpose. And that's also why I think that adding this bakasha is critical. Just like you did for them miracles and mites, so too should you do for us miracles and mites at this time now, because we are also in Gaulus and we are in need of this type of redemption for getting us out to be able to be engaged in Kiddush Hashem and spreading Yedias Hashem, you know. And this is also where the minhag of Maos Tur comes in, because what do we do in Maos Tur? We recount the whole chain of all of the Gaulus and redemptions and contextualize it, ending off, you know, we have, again, Maos Tur is talking about Shevach, then the Shibud in Mitzrayim, and then bring us, and then Galus Bavel, and then Purim, and then the Greek exile, and then the Yemos HaMashiach. You know, the whole motion here is not getting obsessed with Hanukkah as an end in and of itself, but realizing that it's part of the unfolding of the entire drama of the Jewish people and their mission of Kiddush Shemo HaGadol, you know? And if there's one thing you take away from the Shir, just take away that when you say Al HaNisim, you should be thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay? Because that's what all the psukim really like focus on, but Yetzias Mitzrayim, like, and that should get you to think of what's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim and thinking about the past and the future and then contextualizing Hanukkah in terms of that. Yeah.
Just another note is it sounds just from very, very similar to Leil HaSeder, where we go through.
Yes.
There's like a spontaneous halal that comes.
Correct.
A similar way here.
Okay. Good point. So I was talking, was this in Rambam Bakius? I don't know, about how Rambam holds that halal that we say is midrabanan, but it is mashma that he holds that halal de oraisa, that halal on the night of the Seder is de oraisa. Okay. And in halal on the night of the Seder, we do go, like Doug is saying, into the entire, you know, past, present, and future. Sorry, what was that?
I didn't know that, but okay.
Oh, sorry. What was it? Sorry, was say the point that you said again.
Maybe obviously, going from like these things that happened to us, like Yitzhak Mitzrayim,
yeah.
From there, like halal just spontaneously emerging.
Oh, okay, correct. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were saying the halal spontaneously emerging in terms of like the taking to the present and the future.
No.
But yeah, that's like high bottom liros asatmo, seeing yourself.
Oh, you're right, more than
Yeah, no, it goes with your idea also. And again, like the Abravanel on that Pasuk in Yeshayahu explicitly quoted that, like, you know, that your Chayv Liros is Atmo from that Pasuk in Yehoshua, you know? Yeah. Okay, so that's the new perspective on Al HaNisim. And again, we didn't actually get to the Hanukkah stuff, but I feel like we got to the Hanukkah stuff, you know? We only got to the intro part, but yeah. Okay, any questions or comments? And by the way, you notice that the secular observation observance of Hanukkah does exactly the opposite, right? Is a complete separation of the events of Hanukkah from the context of all the rest of the events of the Jewish people. And I was reading in that book, The Sages, by Binyamin Lau, that there was a motion in like the secular Zionists to completely strip Hanukkah of all miraculous God intervention type significance and to completely just play up the has, you know, Hashmonaim victory. And like they wrote poems saying like there was no miracle, there was no oil, like stuff like that, you know. You know, it's that would be like the wrong message to take away, you know. Yeah. Okay, so if you have any, we have a good 3 days left of Hanukkah. So if you have any other insights into this insight, then please share them with me, because like I'm definitely gonna be trying to think about this throughout the you know, the all nisims that we say.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Have a good night. Happy Hanukkah. And Shirim will resume Bli Neder on Tuesday. Okay, because we're on yeshiva break now, as of the time I press stop on this. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.